Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seats with 50 as a top or kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug. I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from the UCB Theater before PYHT, formerly CBB, formerly CDR, formerly not a thing. It's Tuesday, January 29th, 2 Ocean's 13, day 29 of sober January. Yay! It's almost over! Look out, alcohol! Because from February 1 to December 31, I'm going to drink. No, I'm looking forward to this weekend. It'll be fun to have a drink again. But, you know, I'm doing it, you guys. Since last I spoke, and you know what? I'm going to skip this part this week. Let's get right down to business. Please welcome my favorite out of control pain in the ass panelists for another round of Most Obnoxious Guest. It's Pete Holmes, TJ Miller, and Jeff Garland.
Hi. I always like sitting right by Doug. We were talking about where we were going to sit.
We weren't talking about. Yeah, we're in the back having a conversation.
We were having a conversation
about it, where we enjoy sitting.
Lengthly. Would you agree that's a hard word to say? Lengthly.
Well, I agree to that.
Yeah, say it.
Lengthly.
When I answered the phone backstage as Jeff, it was Michael Moore. And I answered the phone, and it was my first try, and I thought it was pretty good. I go, hello.
How did it sound?
Hello. Come on, that's not bad.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
It was really bad.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi.
Grandma?
Grandma?
It's me, Jeff Garland, eat Wally. It's me from Wally, Grandma. No, my voice. I'm not a cartoon.
That was like a terrible, like, kids who don't know how to play Marco Polo. Just giving
there
it a
some,
try.
Some people at home that didn't know who was calling and who was responding.
Hey, Doug.
Yeah.
Have you drunk?
That's Jeff Garland, everybody.
Have you drank any of your water yet?
I'm just about to get into my water.
Can you hand it to me?
What's that?
I want it.
You want my water?
Yeah.
Okay. That's good host.
You're the host.
Cap.
Well, which one of us is more likely to get cotton mouth during the proceedings? Thank you so much for giving that back.
Oh.
And then when you slide that down like that, I felt like I was on the set of Cheers. So.
No, that wasn't him.
What's that?
That wasn't him.
All this time I thought.
George Wendit.
You're trying to tell me that Jeff Garland is not Frasier? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Sideshow Bob. I'm just free associating.
Do you think the listeners are amazed at how quiet TJ's being? Do you think they're like, wow,
wow,
he is really...
Do you see what he's wearing? He's wearing a t-shirt that says, I'm intimidated.
Oh, here he comes. Yeah! Jack,
TJ, where were you? What happened?
I was in Denver. Yeah! Yogi Bear, Wally! That's my TJ impression.
It's better than me.
My is no good.
It's all right.
Thank you.
We've
built a bridge of friendship and carried our goats across. Lay them in the grass with me, Jeff. One's named Petey and one named Sweetie. You own Petey. I don't know what I would do in the audience, but I'd have a fun time with that one.
We're taking goats across our bridge of friendship.
See, I can't do everything. If you take a moment to picture it, you get laughter rewards.
No, it's just really funny.
I picture them carrying
Doug, what are you doing?
Like TJ texted me, not tweeted. He
it's
texted
all caps.
Me at 6:42 was the first one. He wrote, traffic is nuts, some accident. And then he also wrote, I may be there at 7:15. So it's about 7:06 right now. And then he also texted... God damn.
Do you know reading text is one of the ways to get your podcast up the ratings?
Yeah.
That's why I'm doing it, Jeff.
People love it. People can't get enough.
I can't get enough of that.
Of text reading.
What
but it
color
gets interesting.
Is
this is, where,
like
this
a,
is where it takes a turn, oddly
wait,
enough.
Wait. Oh, okay. To make it a little bit more dramatic, maybe I'll do the noise. So,
whoop.
Pop-up video.
Were you involved in the pop-up video
show? He wrote nothing to do with it. He wrote, I...
Were you in I
that's
Love
music
pop-up
and
video.
Television. This is Douglas Movies. And reading texts. He wrote, I know you hate me on this moment, but remember how many good times we've had. Please don't fire me. And I wrote back, just walk up on stage
when you get here.
Sorry.
He was done, so...
Oh, please don't fire me.
Boo.
And I wrote... Just walk up on stage when you get here.
Whoop.
Then he,
did he
wrote back. No, I turned that off. Turn that off.
This is just the sound
you've
of
got
Doug's
all gummy
hand mushing
all
it.
Then he wrote back.
Whoop.
I'm so sorry. I wrote. If you leave right now, you're going to lose.
I always lose.
The devil wears Prada. Are you happy?
I wrote, don't worry about it. And then he sent me a picture of the traffic. He took a picture of the car. There's one car in front of him.
But you can see the...
He's like driving through town. There's a car there. Traffic lights.
That, he should have to have today's newspaper. You can see the St. Louis Arch in the background. That he just Google-imed traffic. Just like if you're discreet, you do that with dick pics. Make sure it's your ethnicity, though.
While there's just two of you out here, I have one thing I want to say.
Yeah.
Come see all four of us.
Yeah.
At the Traverse City, Michigan.
Traverse City Comedy Festival.
Comedy Festival. They call it like Winter Comedy Festival,
it's
I think.
It's a new name this year, but it's a Traverse
yeah,
City Comedy Festival.
Something like that. Hashtag Winter Comedy.
Winter Fest.
Winter Solstice.
Winter Comedy Fest.
It's a Maypole celebration.
And that's
Jeff
why,
Garland,
and that's
TJ.
Why Michael Moore was calling Jeff is because they put the festival together.
Yes, right.
They put
festival.
It on together.
Yes.
So you're probably talking business about.
We were.
You're probably answered. On the phone going, I'm having second thoughts about Pete Holmes.
No.
No. When I answered the phone,
I was actually enthusiastic about Pete.
Okay,
Holmes.
Okay, good.
We're friends. Remember the bridge? I told you. I answered the phone and he went, when they shut down the plant, and my dad was the only one left. You can't beat me! You can't beat a me! when they shut down the factory.
I'm feeling electricity from this touch.
My dad looked at me and told me Flint, Michigan was going to be a different place ever since George Bush in his children's book went bowling.
You have to do that for
him. Will he like this?
Oh, he'll love it. He'll go nuts.
When I bought these glasses at Lens Crafters, they said they'd be ready in 30 minutes or less, but that was a lie.
This just is like awesome.
If I'm there when you do that, if I'm there when you do that in front of him, I'm going to turn and run.
No, he'll love
who
it.
Would want that to happen?
He'll love it.
My dad. When my dad was laid off, he told me that he'd have plenty of money.
As a matter of fact, yeah, when you do that on stage, I'm going to make sure he's there.
Oh, really?
Standing on stage with you.
What if he just takes out a tastefully legal handgun and shoots me?
What is a tastefully legal
yeah,
handgun?
Yeah, I was so
Jeff,
sick
I'm
of
so
this
glad
thing.
You asked. I just pictured a shiny one.
That is tasteful.
Yeah.
Because it's been polished.
You know, do you have a gun in your home?
Many. As a matter of fact, my house is furnished with guns. Our couch, my couch is made of guns. I shower in a shower stall made of old shotguns.
You adjust the blasts. One is shotgun spray, one is sawed off, one is double barreled.
That's
double barreled will wake you up in the morning.
It does. And actually, it knocked my 12-year-old
yes,
over. My 12-year-old got knocked over by the shotgun blast of the shower.
It's the slip and slide of the bathroom.
Yeah. Somebody say something. If I was really crazy rich, because I'm really rich, but
yeah.
If I was crazy, like holy shit rich.
What do you get an episode?
Depends on what show. So, but anyhow, I would have a slip and slide in my bathroom.
Yeah, why not?
Oh, when I went to college.
And the Pee Wee Herman swimming pool bathtub.
Swimming pool bathtub, I know. Yeah.
Oh, no, that's Franklin. Who has it?
No, it's his. It's the enemy.
Herman,
his enemy.
His
yeah.
enemy?
Yeah.
Fatty?
Yeah.
He wasn't fat. He was TV fat. Go on.
All right. But when I went to University of Miami studying film. Doug loves movies.
You love it. Doug
there
loves
was
movies.
A, there was a
thanks
kid.
For getting us back on track, Jeff.
There was a kid who had an alcohol problem, and every weekend he would put soapy water up and down the hallway and slide back and forth naked.
That is the best, and that was the dean. I want to know this man.
What do you mean he had a problem? It sounds like it's everybody else's problem.
No, because there were other hallways. It was only you could get to where you needed to go through the other parts of the hallway, but there's one hallway all, and you just go back and forth naked.
Over 50.
Miles per hour. What do you?
If he dropped below that, would he explode?
Was he over 50 when he went to college? Yeah, that was his way of sort of ingratiating with the young kids. The 50-year-old guy. I can only imagine myself at 50 right now, living in a dorm, running naked up and down the hallway, sliding to have the kids go, "Hey, he's cool, man."
Wasn't that the guy from WALL-E? No, it's not. Not a cartoon.
Wait,
it's his voice.
What school am I going to where the students talk like they're
that's
on The Sopranos?
Yeah, yeah. Rutgers.
Rutgers. I guess Rutgers would be the school.
Man.
It's
important to analyze comedy the second it happens.
My dad would always analyze a joke. Knock, knock. Who's there? The recession.
All right, well, TJ is losing this thing by not being here because he's my favorite right now.
The recession who?
Of the three of you.
My dad.
This is like if Batman wandered in on two villains. And it was just like, okay, you guys just going to laugh at each other's shit all day? Is that...
So help me, Riddler.
You must be
you and the... Penguin.
You just brought up another impression. Go on, sorry.
I was doing my Adam West.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you.
Oh,
I was doing my notice things, Pete.
Joker. I don't stop talking to notice.
I noticed.
Doug knows the impression well.
And
yeah, it's
are
good.
Beautiful.
It's good. I thought of you.
Let me do West talking to Michael Moore. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's this gonna take? So, about 10.
You got a hard 10.
So it appears to me, Michael, that your father was very involved with this, your childhood.
Can you please donate some of the money you make as a voice on Family Guy to Flint, Michigan? And more specifically, my dad.
Let me ask you, Pete, this is probably something you can relate to.
I want to know how I got these scars.
How do you feel about...
Oh,
how do you feel...
Please, you really should.
Your impression shouldn't include touching me.
Your look at me!
Your impression should stay seated.
No, please stay seated. Just trust me and stay seated.
Who goes to the fucking camcorder hand shot for their Joker impression? A pro. And who likes it? A good audience. What's the deal?
For the prize bag, Jeff brought a copy of Tom Waits' CD.
Yes.
Is this like a double or a triple or something?
It's a double live album CD.
Very tasteful.
And that's what I, you know, I pulled out some other CDs that were covered in jizz. And I said, now be tasteful. Bring the one that's not.
Is that something I should be listening to, Tom Waits?
Tom Waits in general? Yeah, he's great. But you know the thing is, I don't.
Do you like trombones?
No, that's from the album Swordfish and Trombones. But anyhow, the point being is, none of my CDs are covered in jizz. I want to make that clear. They're all clean, tasteful, enjoyable music.
Really?
Young people would love it.
What in your home is covered in jizz? Can I throw? I don't want to put you on the spot. That's bad improv. I'm going to ask you. Do you think if we put a black light to your PC? Does it look like a Picasso painting? Does it look like a Jackson Pollock more? Does it look like you were eating a Cinnabon? I mean, give me a minute, I'll find it.
Try Kevin Pollock.
As Kevin Pollock? Fuck.
Your CD is in the bag. It's called Impregnated with Wonder.
Yep, we got a new one coming out very soon. So this is...
Well, hold on 1 second here. You refer to your own CDs as we got a new one coming out?
Yeah.
You got a corporation? Yeah, what the hell's going on with you?
My next guest is a very funny comedian who's... I got a new CD coming out.
Yeah, don't use we.
Did I?
You said we got a new CD coming out.
Does it look like you
were... a team that puts this stuff together? Don't ever say we. Not for, around me. If you want to hang with me, don't say we. So I'm saying.
What is this, Training Day? Denzel, you gonna make me smoke crack now?
No, hold on.
We're in the office. Don't
King,
say we.
King Kong's got nothing on Jeff.
Hold on. Yes. Hold on.
I've got a hat from Real 3D.
Okay, it's a comedic Training Day.
And you know what?
No one gets hurt, but you lose stage time.
Can I tell you this? You people is the N-word of the stand-up world.
On stage.
Yeah, if you say, I don't know what you people are doing.
No, for me, it's who's ready. That's
mine's that's, who's drinking.
Oh, that's
I
ugly.
Hate a who's that, drinking.
Who's drinking? Who's ready for your headliner?
Oh, as being if every, called the headliner in general is gross.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
Ah, fuck it all.
I don't know how I'm going to judge which one of you I hate more right now.
I can't get Jeff to do my podcast, so I just want to do it here.
You won't do his podcast?
No.
All right, Jeff, I like you better.
What happens when we die?
We don't go on your podcast, that's for sure. There's no after-death version of your podcast.
That was so Glazer, man. That was great.
All right. I do think you're hysterical, though.
I'm really
not coming on your podcast.
That. No, I don't want you to at this point.
TJ, because of the integrity of it. TJ Miller! Yeah, Denver!
I'm sorry, Doug. I was in this guy's car and he kept telling me I had to get high because I wouldn't be able to understand what was happening once I got high. And I was so scared, but I was new to the situation and he was like a veteran. And I just kept thinking to myself, what is this, Training Day?
Yeah! How did you know
Hi,
that?
Jeff. What's that?
Is this
Were
on
you
the radio?
Listening to it in the car on the way over?
Yeah, you guys don't get that live feed? It's on 3101 AM. It's the highest AM station.
Those are the construction updates.
And you know what? You know you made a bad joke when P goes, ha. It almost sounds like...
Or a boat is arriving. It's,
no, I was funny too before all this.
He's already crumbling into himself. I really do love... you know, because I feel like Pete inhales air especially so that he can laugh, because he's always ready to laugh. He's a great laugher. But I think so often, you don't say something funny, and so Pete goes...
Jeff, you're killing it with the physical humor. That's one of my least favorite things.
You know what, Doug? One of my least favorite things is you being very particular about your favorite things.
I'm just trying to judge this competition. I'm trying to do it fairly.
I just got out of the pool.
So Jeff just, this is one of my gifts. Jeff just sprayed himself with Evian facial spray. It's natural mineral water.
I actually keep one of those in my desk drawer.
Is that true?
I swear to God.
I really like, I do like them. I think they're very funny, but it's my closer right now as I talk about this is the most American thing.
When I'm in my office, I
go ahead, Jeff. Yeah. No.
You didn't sense at all that he was launching into a bit?
Often when I end a sentence, like it's for sure sounding like I'm going to continue the sentence, I like people to come in with their own story. Doug, you're kind of killing it with the physical humor. It is.
Oh, don't put it in your mouth.
It's water from Evian, France.
Oh, that's true.
It's, you can spray it. It's water that you spray on your face.
Revitalize yourself or discipline your cat.
How many, there are.
Thank you, everybody. But, I've been killing it this time. Really, it's good to see everyone.
I wish you really did leave.
No,
it's not true. But the facial spray, I mean, there are people in villages.
So when
dying.
I'm in my office, and I wake up from a nap, I pull that out of the drawer, spray my face all over.
It really
over.
Woke up the...
And you say, Jeff, you've been a naughty cat. Somebody's been a naughty kitty.
That's great.
That is, if you spray your cat with an Evian facial mist to discipline them, that's the sort of most lenient... Bad kitty, now you're in the tropics. Bad kitty, you're refreshed and your facial area is getting toned.
Can you use
Don't waste that water. There are people in villages
and not
in,
only that,
that are
if
dying.
I was thinking
there,
it'd be fun to give away an empty
somebody,
bottle of Avion.
If somebody
let
comes
Jeff
up
start
to,
his story.
I finished it. I'm done. My story was called If Somebody, and that's all I needed to get out. I said, If Somebody, done.
Which one do you think is worse, Jeff, between these two?
Those two?
Yeah.
Worse in terms of what?
Because you were getting along great with Pete. Everything seemed really great. When
well,
you
he was getting
together.
On really well. As I came on stage, Pete goes, what is it, Denzel? And then you said, no, but I really think you're funny. It sounds like they get along wonderfully.
Well, yeah, but I feel like...
But I'm not doing your podcast either. Not that you asked me, but I won't.
No one does my podcast.
Well, then you're good.
No,
that's good, though.
Oh, I'm not going to be on your podcast? Because you have a new podcast. Jeff Growen has a podcast on Earwolf.
You got to have a lot of stuff to talk about.
Earwolf!
What is that? That's where you're at with impressions?
Isn't that Scott Aukerman's?
It can just even be a word and you impersonate it the same way you do everything else. Earwolf! Yeah! Jersey Mike's sub sandwiches! I'll drink your milkshake! Yeah! That is the winner for the
Mr.
Guy.
Potter, yeah!
Don't forget Javier Bardem. I'll be right back. Yella Javier Bardem. Yella.
Come on. What does he say?
Don't put it in your pocket.
Yeah!
I'm gonna get.
What are you going to? You're
gonna.
I'm
gonna have a second to have the rapport that Jeff and I enjoy.
Okay, yeah, let's do that.
Wait,
so
like that.
And if there's any beer back there. Pete, bring one for me. Jeff, I'd like to have the same relationship Pete and you had. I'm really, really insecure and scared that you don't like me, but also I think I'm better than you.
That's Pete. That's Pete talking. Don't. TJ's just the messenger. That's what Pete would say.
It's true. It's true.
You said the funniest thing you said all night.
It works better that the mic was on the table.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Who leaves and comes back that fast?
It's a Neil Simon play.
We barely had time to talk about you.
We scripted this whole thing and said I exit and then I come back and go, what happened?
I love a Neil Simon joke. There's three people on the Upper West Side in Manhattan like...
listening.
I knew there was a reason I was listening to Douglas's podcast.
So TJ contributed two copies of the extended play EP Illegal Art Remix.
Was that enough to make a reference about it, Jeff?
What's that, Doug?
No, that'd be because I've lived on the Upper West Side. I never met anyone like that. Upper East Side, yes.
Apologies to Matt.
Yeah,
Damon.
But then that could have been seen as anti-Semitic. What is it?
Nothing.
That could have been. There's more Jews on the Upper West Side than the Upper East
Side.
Well,
now because that white flight after all the black people moved into the Upper East Side. Here's what's weird. You're all offended, but none of that is real. Nothing that I just said is true. There's no black people on the Upper East Side. There's no white flight of Jewish people to another. That doesn't even make any sense.
The great white flight of 2000.
You remember where everybody was Jewish in terms of what?
In terms of what's happening right now.
I think they're both wonderful.
Good or Virtual.
That's the Italian version.
Now can I answer?
What I'm saying.
Thank you, Jeff. We could drink wine.
I'm not going away with you.
Marielena,
for a week.
In
we
English.
Just met. I am not going to Abiedo.
I think you're very sensual.
Would you find it insulting if I invited the two of you to my bedroom?
Yeah. I don't know. We drink wine. We listen to good music.
Would you drink my milkshake?
This is my son and business partner, H.W.
Now it's blending.
It slowly becomes.
The other same one.
Guy's trying to get a three-way going with some weird kid.
Hey, little fella.
This is my son and sex partner, H.W. Plainview. I'm about to geyser gush. Here comes my milkshake. I'm
Who
finished.
Could be like, maybe Jeff, Jeff needs
four,
a partner. Maybe if Jeff had someone
that was four,
on his
there
team.
There will become jokes in a row. And they each
and none of
out.
Them sounded like they, Daniel Day-Lewis having an orgasm.
Once he went to the Bond villain having an orgasm and referring to it as milkshake, it wasn't funny anymore.
We lost something.
And once Jeff Garland thought that Daniel Day-Lewis and Daniel Craig were the same person.
And Javier Bardem. It's a real blur of impressions.
You did Daniel Craig in there?
No.
No, but you said a Bond villain. Well, I guess that's
He
Bond.
Means Javier Bardem from the hit movie Sky Mall. It's where Bond defeats his foes using the world's largest crossword puzzle.
Good night, everybody. Goodbye. If you're shopping when you fly, go to Sky Mall.
They have a jingle?
Oh, they do. It's.
Do like, you hear it if you drink a bunch of in-flight cocktails and pass out?
When you do an hour on the road, is it like an hour, but it's about 20 minutes of you being like, good night, everybody. It's like if you added up all the good night everybody's, that's it. What
TJ,
if that was the end?
TJ's wearing a Rolex.
Is he?
Yep.
Yep, this is real too, Jeff. You know, I got that? Hey. Where? You know, I got that fucking Yogi Bear money. That ain't no pay-per-view cable home box. Whoopsies. That's that real Warner Brothers Talking Bear comedy money.
How much did that shit make?
The Yogi Bear 3D?
Didn't we play that when you were on one time?
$100 million domestic.
Mm-hmm. 100.3, I think.
$100 million of beer?
That's the sound of Pete one hand high-fiving. If you're ever like, what's the sound of Pete high-fiving when no one else is around? That was it.
I thought you were checking your phone, Jeff, and that made me sad.
No, I was just checking my Arrowhead water bottle. You know, it's always good comedy when I'm prone to reading my water bottle. I've had it with this shit, Doug.
Jeff, this is a thinly disguised.
You get the shit.
You're sponsored
going.
By Arrowhead tomorrow. It's just a thinly disguised advertising.
No, Doug, seriously, I really am embarrassed to be on this show. I feel.
All right, he's
like
getting
I'm
back
on
in
your
the game.
Podcast, I feel like.
That's how bad it
all right,
is.
Now, what are we doing?
Who here thirsts for entertainment? Do you dark for nights? Who here borns for supremacy?
Let the games begin. And the,
oh, no. I came too late to talk about
who will endure.
The lights just came
the
on.
The most amazing.
Can I actually,
what do you mean? Oh, it just came on. Oh,
excuse
yeah.
me a second, Doug. Doug, before we, wait, before here we start go. We the game.
We got some name tags.
Put it down.
Before you start, put it down.
I'm not done yet.
Everybody who put up their tag too quickly of the men, you all prematurely ejaculate when you have intercourse.
Here's what I really want to say. I have never shared the stage with two people as talented as TJ and Pete. That's Doug, I've been on the stage with many people as talented as you. But TJ and Pete, I have never...
Oh.
I'm not as talented as you, Doug, so that tells you something.
So the math there is that the two of us are as talented as Jeff, who's less talented than Doug.
My sister's nephew's niece is my brother's mother. Who is my sister?
You.
Correct.
Wait.
My dad.
Can I tell you something? When you started that bit, I was like, this better end with Michael
Moore. My dad
Moore.
I'm gonna fucking punch you in the head.
I was like, this better end.
Doug, they can put their shit up now.
Netflix, what
okay,
about...
Okay, put your shit out, everybody. Jeff Garland is ready, everybody.
Talked about anybody.
Let's
Did
see
you
that
guys
shit.
Talk about Gangster Squad?
We're not. We don't have time for that, buddy.
Of course not, but I wanted to bring it up so that people could be like, oh, I wish they would have talked about Gangster Squad.
I was just hoping...
Pick a name tag. Go get the name tag you want to play for, grab it from them, and then come back to your seat. So far, you guys are doing none of that.
Jeff.
I don't know why you just...
Jeff,
this happens every
who
week.
Who is excited
they
for
get,
Jeff's
They just sit
podcast.
There and stare out. And it's amazing.
Is that beer?
Yes.
Oh, he's got beer. That's going to be... That'll be helpful. That's what we're looking for.
Now I need a name tag.
Wow, this is a really good one.
Jeff is winning this part by not... He hasn't even gotten up yet.
Who put the most...
I want to tell you about a couple of things that Pete Holmes is doing lately.
Can you say Gangster Squad again so I can try an impression?
Sure. Gangster Squad.
I was just hoping I might take you to bed. No, it's higher. He has a really high voice in that movie.
I just thought I might take you to bed. No, it's right.
That wasn't
bad. I just thought I might take you to bed. Have you seen Drive? I don't talk much.
My dick glows blue when Gosling's near.
That can't be a good thing. You should see a doctor.
No, ma'am. I just thought I might take you to bed.
Who do you want to play for, Jeff?
That's a B-. I am going to
start a tradition.
Oh, no.
By playing for whoever's closest to me. So you.
Oh, I like that.
And bring it to me.
Oh, my God. She is pointed to her. Bring She's it, like, you're
the
closer.
Hobbit one. The Hobbit one.
Oh, no. What the fuck? Then you come here. She worked harder?
Yeah,
right.
She worked really hard on hers.
All right.
I don't know what this bit TJ's doing now. He's trying to get a cigarette? Can you do that after?
I'm completely confused by this, but...
Oh. You need a lighter to open your bottle. Now I get it. No singing. I can't afford
Sorry.
That. I can't pay
just,
for the song.
It's the Lion King of beers. Come on. I knew you wouldn't laugh at it, but it was great.
You gave up on it. You gave up on it as you were saying it.
And yet
it's the Lion King of beers. Come on.
Nice try.
It's the Lion King of beers.
What?
Come on.
No, all right.
Who are you playing for, Pete?
What'd you put in here?
Nothing.
If and when we play this game, who are you playing for, Pete?
I'm playing for Justin, who made this.
Did he put a roofie in here?
He made a "What about Justin" instead of "What about Bob" poster.
No, ma'am. I just thought I might take you to bed.
And he put "My Keep face going. Is the dot in the eye." So it's a good job there, Justin.
You won't be able to reach me on this phone again.
The best place to practice an impression is on Doug Benson's podcast.
You're goddamn right.
We almost kissed. What did you put in my beer, Jeff, when I was looking away?
He drank it. He drank it with his mouth and nose.
All right.
I didn't use my nose. I guess maybe I did because I was breathing while I was, you know.
Well, you want to let it in for the palate.
Yeah, actually, I don't drink it. I don't like that.
Well, it's great white
beer. Come on, have one. Have a little.
All right.
No.
There he goes. Ooh.
Who are you playing for, Jeff?
Now a little
bit. No, wait, hold on.
Who am I playing for?
I'm going to completely forget you.
Are you supposed to say it on your thing?
I'm sorry, Doug. You know, I can't play. I don't know.
I'm playing for Ha Brit.
She changed because her name is Brit.
And she took the I don't want to say that. She took the faces from The Hobbit and, if it's possible, made them goofier. And
I think those are all her.
One of them even looks like Ben Folds as The Hobbit. Oh, yeah, that is all you. You're all of them.
Oh, I'm in Doug there. And I'm in there somewhere in Leonard Maltin.
Oh, then Leonard Maltin's the one I thought was Ben Folds. And then where's Doug? Hold on.
Folds was the one.
Ben Folds Senior. Len Folds.
By the way, I cannot separate your face from Doug's. Oh, there's Doug in the middle. Okay, I thought it was
Doug. Does just look like the main guy.
No, but doesn't that look like?
I look exactly like
Mel
that guy,
Gibson
yeah.
If he's having a stroke.
It looks like what the disguise Mel Gibson put on after he had to, you know, go out after those tapes came out. Like, no one will think it's
so
me.
So I'm playing for Brittany?
Brittany.
I'm formal with her.
I love Mel Gibson.
Did you know? TJ, who are you playing for?
Hold on.
Yeah, let's slow this thing down. Why would we ever want to get to the game when we've only got 10 minutes left in the show?
Chips.
Because you're a...
What was that?
He's Gollum.
All right, you know what?
No nasty chips. The Vernon Pearl is not some curls, just so sweet.
I would fucking hang out with me every day.
Hey, I would invite me every day.
I think you have to.
You do.
Yeah.
That's why I'm so happy.
It is required of you when you wake up in the morning.
What will this be
this
in
10
years?
This is how you get through it.
Does anybody think about that? What will this be in 10 years? Just a man who's like, I love having kids with myself.
Who are you playing for, TJ?
The Hobbit.
Jeff. Oh, I'm playing for Hobbit? No, I'm not. Why would you do that to me? Jeff just made me say I was playing for his person. Right?
This would go smoother with children.
That's the magic of comedians. We have the souls of children.
Yes.
What was that?
Horrible.
Suddenly we're in an enchanted forest. And Jeff, you see the Hobbit, and you're like, we're now in the forest.
Hobbitus.
We are in the Hobbit, where all your souls are children. Go ahead, Great White Johnson.
The beer box that it's on is Great White. Otherwise, you saying that sounds so weird.
it does look like a frat boy T-shirt, like Great White Johnson.
And then the guy,
like,
whose
if
name
there's
it is,
blood in the water, I got a boner. Great White Johnson T-shirt Company. If you see my fin, date rape.
Oh, I see, like Big Dog.
Like Big Dog or Big Johnson.
If it's too hot on the porch. Let your shark disembowel you, but continue to surf to prove a point.
Jeff decided one person in the audience shouldn't get to see what was happening. Are you his sponsor or something? Because these guys are fucked up. What are you on tonight, Pete?
The app Uber. That's a callback.
Three people on the Upper East Side are like,
I did have a little rock a cow.
I'm playing for just, who knows? He wrote it in cool graffiti. See that? So that was sort of be like, hey, I'm cool. And also, don't worry if you don't know what my name is. So I guess just eight. What is it, Justin?
Justin.
Justers?
Just Fish.
Did that guy leave?
Just Fish.
What does it say? What's your name?
Just B.
Just B?
Oh, so wait, your name is B or it's just B? Because it sounds like I'm like, what's your name? And you're like, B. And you're like, what? Exactly. Look, buddy, if you want to tour with me and do half the time, I just need someone to come on the road and do 20 minutes of thank you, good night. All right, you know what? If everyone doesn't like callbacks, then I won't do them anymore.
My brain lit up like the 4th of July. I'm so happy with you.
So Pete's playing for Justin, TJ's playing for Just B, and Jeff is playing for Brittany.
I'm really playing for the Mormon Jesus.
I'm playing for the Mormon Allah.
This one.
You know, before
you.
I came here tonight, I made a personal challenge to try and be as quiet as I could. And let the young people take over this industry.
And what happened?
It happened. You two have taken over the industry. You've taken it by storm. I want to announce both of them have a pilot at TBS.
That's true.
Pete is in a pilot called... a pilot called, hey, that guy who lives by the girl who lives by Wrigley Field.
Yep.
And you're not one of the leads, though. You play no. Toby, the guy who cleans.
I don't have any lines, and I'm not on the show, but I do clean up after the tapings.
And they film him during the credits sequence.
They do. They think it's degrading to film me.
And TJ's on a show called Little Rainbow, where
I play Weenie.
Little Rainbow's best friend.
And Little Rainbow's, I call myself a rainbow chaser because I'm always tagging along with Little Rain.
Bo.
Little Rainbow, you stop playing with that weird weenie. Hey, I'm not weird.
You sure are.
You
it's
know,
not known for its writing. But,
and you were playing the character Mrs. Gibbersnacks.
Mr. Gibbersnacks. Mrs. Gibbers. I'm a woman?
Yeah, Mrs. Gibbersnacks.
Oh, hello! That's
why?
A Mrs. Doubtfire
that's your
reference.
Woman?
Yeah, Robin Williams taught men how to be women.
That's... I thought Mel Gibson did, first of all.
I know what
I wish
women
there was
want.
Like an improviser that could run across the scene, and that means you have to stop that scene.
It could
and
be
then
you,
go
Doug.
On to the next thing.
It could
Let's
be
go.
You, Doug.
I have to
Move
run
it.
Across
go
when
ahead,
I want
Doug,
to change
Doug,
the subject.
Doug, just
Are
do
you
it.
Really doing this again, Jess?
I'm ready.
You're telling me to do it, and
yes.
then the next thing out of your mouth
I
is
promise I'm done.
Something that stops me from doing it.
No.
Can
no.
I do my
you
character?
Have, listen to me. Listen to me. Mrs. Whippersnacks, I'm in. Go, watch.
This is my character.
You play Mr.
We've got
Whippersnacks?
5 minutes.
This
Are
is...
you on Little Rainbow?
I feel like Jack Bauer right now. The clock is ticking.
And you're totally and fucked up whenever you're not
and
at work.
I'm going to murder everyone who gets in my way.
Well,
maybe stop for a quick torture.
Kiefer means like a milky substance. So when he comes, Kiefer Sutherland, I like to go... Here comes Kiefer's Kiefer.
Wait, when he comes, you like to go. So you're like...
So you're getting fucked.
Did he hire you to sit in the corner?
Yeah,
and,
what is the problem? It's me getting
you know,
fucked.
A lot of people say, you know, Kiefer, is that drinkable yogurt? It is. And when I met Kiefer Sutherland, I tried to drink him.
Yes.
As if he was a yogurt.
Good for your intestines.
4 minutes.
And I said to him, I go, and when he's up in the air, I go, you're not a yogurt at all.
When he's up in the air, you go, you Clooney. The... No, nice.
You are the star of Lost Boys. Jeff, are you making a call?
Just keep going.
This is my
All
character.
Right, the category.
Hobbit Williams. It's a hobbit that's played by Robin Williams.
It should be Hobbit Williams. Hobbit.
Oh, I can't change it now.
Are you calling Uber Taxi?
Gandalf, they say he's magic. Yes, I have hairy feet and I get laid. That's magic, Jack. Oh, yes.
You know, I don't get paid to be here. I have to look for parking. I have to remember to be here.
Oh, my God.
Jeff's on the phone, so he's going to be the winner because we've got 3 minutes left.
Gandalf the Grey.
And
yes.
Also, the person...
Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. What's
go ahead.
Oh, somebody's going to talk to us?
No, go ahead. Do your thing. You're a quiet guy? Are you there?
Here.
Jeff.
Dad. What's that? Good.
My dad, he worked at General Motors.
He called Michael Moore. He called Michael Moore and he said, my dad. My dad.
My dad worked at General Motors.
My dad worked every day with a man named Hobbit Williams.
Was that... what was so weird about that?
That was the best night of my life.
But I wasn't here for that, the beginning reference of that.
No.
So as everybody exploded in laughter like it was the greatest moment on Doug Loves Movies, I just sat here and was like, is it just B or is it B?
Installing windshields is not an easy task.
But I choose... Patricia R. Coquettish. Movies where Patricia Arquette acts coquettish.
I pick. Oh no, that
Jeff. I know you roofied my beer, Pete. I want to hang out with you while you enjoy hanging out with you.
Okay, so the category is the films of Michael Moore.
Oh boy.
And you're gonna go first, Jeff.
Okay.
And we're just playing the one round because we have 1 minute. Leonard gives this Michael Moore movie from 2007 3.5 stars.
MMM.
Mm-hmm.
And he says about the movie that it's provocative.
I give this triple M provocative.
And he also says about it that it's Michael Moore's best film to date. So when this came out in 2007,
I want to call
Leonard thought it was his best one.
Oh, okay. And, you know, Michael Moore is on Jeff's favorites.
Wow.
Yeah, I just saw.
Hold on. Just give me a second. And I'll call.
Well, how many? There's no names listed. How many names do you think you can get it in?
Calling Michael Moore. Do you know that or no?
I know. That's why there's time limits. How many names do you think you can get it in?
I can get it. I can get it.
Get it in zero names?
Hold on. I can get it in zero names.
Okay, he says zero names. I'll give you the clues again, Jeff.
It's a voice machine. Zero names.
Hi. I can't come to the phone right now because the recession has made it so hard to have any time minutes that sometimes I just turn it off to have a little me time.
No, here's a better machine. You blew it. Here we go. I can't come to the phone right now because of my dad. That's
where
you blew it.
Don't overthink it.
Exactly.
Here's an even better outgoing message. What is this? I'm Michael Moore. What is this? Training Day? That was the first reference I heard.
But the great thing is there was no thing. All right.
Okay, Jeff, you have to name it.
Reno 911.
Oh, my God, and somehow he's right.
Fahrenheit 9/11.
That's incorrect. I don't know who to give the point to, though.
Oh, I know what it is.
Neither one of you challenged him, really.
I challenge.
That's how we'll do it. If you think you know what it is, keep it to yourself. Do you think you know what it is?
Yes.
I know what it is, Jeff.
Hey,
George Wendt.
I wanted you to laugh at that. Did that? No good?
No good. And Pete, you look like if Ellen gave up for a couple of years. So don't fucking talk about anybody and how they look. You look like Ellen was like, I'm going to take some time off from the talk show and just eat.
I'm just going to have a weird growth spurt.
I know what the movie is, I think. 2007?
If you name
I
it,
know
sicko.
It,
I'll tell you what.
Sicko.
If you name it,
sicko.
Here's what's going to happen.
Bowling for Health.
If you name it correctly, hang on, you guys. If Pete names it correctly, then the person that Pete is playing for, Justin, is going to win the prize bag.
No.
What do you think the movie is?
That was so sincere.
What do you think the movie is, Pete?
I think it's Sicko.
That's correct.
Yeah! Hey, I didn't even get a chance to play.
Where's Justin?
Denver!
There you go, dude. Congratulations. Does this have a shithead in it, Just B?
You know what?
You know.
You get to name a shithead,
hey,
Just B.
You guys,
so come
this
on down
is
here.
Bullshit with a capital B.
Just B.
Hey, Pete.
Yeah.
Come on down, Just Pete.
Here, write down on this piece of paper somebody for me to call a shithead.
This is just unbelievable.
Here at the end of the show. Anybody you want.
You guys, thank you so much for coming.
Does Hobbit have a thing on the back? No shithead on the back?
Hobbit, do you have a shithead?
That is nice, though. You did do a good job with that.
Take off your glasses, baby.
Well, you gotta drop it.
We spray down everybody that comes near us, just in case.
Get away, you frivolous cats.
Okay, all right. Here you go.
Stop scratching up the couch arm. Little kitty.
What a violation.
It's like the end of an Aquaman.
Whoa! Oh, my God. My dick feels like it's in the Serengeti because my dick doesn't realize that the Serengeti is a desertous area.
Jeff, at the Winter Comedy Festival, can we do a show
Whoopsies.
That's just this, but without...
Hey, let's get to it. Let's really get to it. You know what I mean? Let's get to it. Let's really wet it down. Come on. Hey. 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 When people say to me, hey, is that wee-wee? I'll say, no, it's just wee. Just wee.
Thank you. Good night. TJ... TJ Miller just won. You are the most obnoxious guest. This time, there'll always be a rematch.
Jeff Garland hugging Jeff Garland, who just covered my crotch in facial mist.
Thanks, you guys. If I could just have a moment with these guys without you, that'd be great. Oh yeah, don't forget to give that to somebody. That empty Avion. Oh, I'm gonna take that lighter.
Don't forget to.
Oh, you want me to take
Avion.
A picture? Here, let me do it. I got it. That's a good pose. Okay, now one without Pete. What? Nothing. Thanks, you guys. TJ Miller, Pete Holmes, Jeff Garland. Just exit through that curtain right there. Just go right out through there. Just jog through there. Well, you're not on microphone anymore, so people are still listening to this. TJ won, Pete. TJ won. We already have a winner. Just exit the stage. Here, I got an idea. I got an idea.
I'd like to choose the category Michael Morris Less.
Just gonna go over here and say. Okay, shut down all their microphones.
Jeff, what were you saying when I interrupted you earlier?
We're 5 minutes over.
Hello.
Oh, here we go. A new Dining with Doug and Karen with Brian Posehn is available now in the comedy podcast section of iTunes. And hey, do you want to be on that podcast sometime, Jeff? You seem like you're in a really receptive mood to being on podcasts. And as always, Marcus Leslie Penny. Jeff, you cannot win. TJ is the winner. You cannot win at this point. Better luck next time. TJ, you've won. Don't make me change my mind. Get away from me. Get away from me. I'm going to murder you in front of everyone. Go take a picture of traffic. As always, Marcus Leslie Penny is a shithead and Avion Spray is a shithead.
Eyes of both his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, cause Doug.